Many countries have their own signature cheeses. For example, there's an Armenian string cheese called Çeçil that's like mozzarella. The Swiss love their hard, yellow, sweet but salty Gruyere cheese. Mongolians make a slightly sour cheese called Biaslag from yak milk. But we want you to name a unique cheese that's made in Spain. It's been made for centuries in the tiny northern village of Guzman. Writer Michael Paterniti fell head over heels in love with it.
Oh, it was a strong cheese, a Herculean cheese. You could tell that immediately. Tangy and tart, melting and then flaring again. With the first crumble, it spread slowly in lava flow across the palatal landscape, tasting of minerals and luscious buttercream, of chamomile and thyme. It tasted of flour and dirt, manure and nectar, and perhaps of love and hate, too. A gustatory alert went up, and my whole mouth was watering and alive, awakened from Van Winkle slumber and emergency ready. This was a cheese that, like its master, sharply caught you unawares, lovingly provoked you while assuming your submission, and then its richness overwhelmed all previous thoughts, tastes, memories. I now understood, if vaguely, how the cheese must have created a conduit to the past, for its concentration was a force, an energy, a momentum, the psychic drill bit boring a wormhole in this Castilian space-time continuum.
This time-traveling cheese, if you can call it that, takes a year to age in the local caves. That's where legend has it the cheese takes on magical qualities. And these days you can magically buy this delicacy online, but it is pricey, up around $22 a pound. We'll reveal the name in a few minutes and hear more from the author who traveled to the tiny Spanish village of Guzman to discover what he calls the world's greatest piece of cheese. I'm Aaron Schachter, and cheese, this is the world. The answer to our GeoQuiz now, we've brought in Michael Paterniti. He's the author of the new book, The Telling Room. And Michael, it's actually your subtitle that caught our eye, A Tale of Love, Betrayal, Revenge, and the World's Greatest Piece of Cheese.
So this cheese is called Paramo de Guzman, and it is a Castilian house cheese made from an old family recipe by a man by the name of Ambrosio Molinas in the tiny village of Guzman, with a population of 80 people.
What's the fascination with Paramo de Guzman? What's it got that a good hunk of sharp Vermont cheddar doesn't?
Well, this is the key to the secret of this cheese. It's made from sheep's milk. And when Ambrosio first made it, it was the sheep grazed in the land there, then milked, and the milk was hurried to a little stable where he stirred the milk until it became curds and whey. And then once he had cheese from it, he took it up to an old family cave where he would age it for a year. Afterwards, he would soak it in olive oil.
Mm. So the grass and the cave are critical in the cheese.
It's a nutty taste, but with hints of chamomile and thyme and sage. And it's a really super powerful cheese. It's almost sort of embodies Ambrosio's own spirit. He's sort of this overpowering character and master storyteller.
Is he scary at all?
He's scary only when he's been betrayed. And in this case, he was betrayed by his best friend. As this cheese became world famous, he put his signature to a contract that his partner and friend put before him. Signing, he signed away his entire rights to the cheese and then subsequently plotted to murder his best friend, Julian.
Geez. Should we have a spoiler alert there? That's what the book is about.
That's partially what the book is about, yeah.
There is, as you suggest, a legend surrounding this cheese, and one of them is that it has magical qualities. You believe that?
What happened for people when they ate this cheese was that they were taken back in time to when they were children, and their mothers made cheese in the kitchen, and so it became this...
So you are transported in a way.
Yeah, it became this portal back into this other memory.
And you? Does it transport you anywhere?
Well, so, you know, unfortunately, I'm American, and I grew up on sort of the individually wrapped slices of Kraft American cheese, C-H-E-E-Z,
right.
Like cheese whiz.
And come out of a can, yeah.
Cheez-Its. So for me, eating the cheese was making a memory in that moment. That cheese sort of compressed time for me.
Now, as you say, the caves have a lot to do with the origins of the cheese. now they've become the telling room.
The telling room is the little room that they've built above the caves, and that's where families gather in the village to eat some food, have some homemade wine, some chorizo, and tell their stories, their secrets, their dreams, their histories. So the spirit of oral storytelling is alive and well in Guzman, even as we find ourselves bombarded here by, YouTube videos and other things. They really value these long hours that they spend in the telling rooms. And there were stories that got told to me with titles like The Priest of Roa and His Asses. There was one called The Witches of Peñafiel that took place 500 years earlier and involved two hunchbacks. But then also a lot of the stories were about people from the village. Some of the stories that were whispered went back to the Spanish Civil War. So the telling room was this place where you would hear very bawdy, funny stories and then very emotional stories and then stories that really had to be whispered. And so I think what we brought home from Guzman, Spain, was this idea that we would continue to tell each other stories, that our telling rooms would become the car ride or the family dinner, and that we would take more time and care and sort of connecting through these stories with each other.
That's really nice. So, Michael, for your next book about cheese, we asked our geotext game players to suggest some interesting cheeses from around the world. Maybe we'll pick one.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Nathan has a cheese from Nepal, yak cheese, very earthy, dry, and flaky, like a good Parmesan. Devon, truffle sheep's and cow's milk cheese from Tuscany. Of course, there's from Laura, stinking bishop from Gloucester, and it tastes, she says, like the name. And this was sent in from Jake. Yarg from Cornwall, wrapped in nettles and delicious.
So there you go. You can go to Tuscany, Nepal, or Gloucester and Cornwall in the UK.
Yeah, I think we're going to hit all those places.
Michael Paterniti, the author of the new book, The Telling Room. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.